March 1st in 2020 begins with a beautiful code. It adds up to 8, which is the number of abundance and leadership and courage and everything to do with stepping up to the plate and success and having a vision. So what you act on this first day of March will quickly translate into prosperous outcomes. Now, I know it's a Sunday, but it is a wonderful day for new beginnings, for setting intentions for the month, for the year, for the week. And you just feel this fresh energy surge that is allowing you to just let go of February and move into the new month with a lot of confidence. So be bold on this Sunday and you'll activate opportunities that flow towards you. Now, the moon trines Saturn today, and Saturn is also about leadership and courage and stepping up to the plate and getting the work done and taking responsibility. So it's a similar code. And a trine to the moon gets your heart involved. So it means you take your feelings seriously. You take responsibility for your overall well-being, for everything that happens to you. You understand that you are the maker of that. You are the instigator of everything that happens in your life. And so when you have a sense of security, inner security and self-control, it helps you to stay on track, to take the middle road, to not feel like you're being swayed or getting out of balance or off kilter. So it's a good day to settle important matters. It's good for working in seclusion. It's good for negotiations and just to get anything done. Then on the 2nd of March, we have a very loving code. The number 2, of course, is about 2 people or intimate connections. It is about listening, balance, and the date adds up to 9, and that is the number of unconditional love and wisdom. So today is a beautiful day of hugging and loving and feeling compassionate. Also, resting more. If you can take a nap or sleep in or get to bed early, it's a good idea to do that because anytime the 9 shows up, you're ending something, and that requires a lot of energy and release. So it's a day of rejuvenation, and that can also mean that your close relationships need your attention. So definitely a day of listening and breathing more deeply, being very conscious of your breath, and listening to your intuition, listening to your heart, getting in touch with your feelings, and only then acting on whatever it is that you feel prompted to act upon based on your inspiration and intuition. You're receiving a lot of wisdom today. You are very creative. You can have very intimate conversations. And harmony and peace really infuse your heart today. So you want to seek out environments and art and anything conversation-wise, connection-wise, that is beautiful, that is sweet, that is kind and caring and filled with gratitude. Now, the moon squares the sun today, so that means your mood may fluctuate a little bit. It is a more emotional day in the code, the numerology code as well, so it's a good day to, again, focus on your breath, to get some space. And when the moon squares the sun, you may need to act on something that you may have hesitated upon before. So as you listen with both your heart and mind, you want to make sure that you also manifest and move forward on whatever it is that you realize needs to be done or accomplished. You need rest today, as the numerology code also requires. So you want to replenish and you want to guard against being emotionally reactive as well. On the 3rd of the 3rd, Tuesday, we have a beautiful code, 3-3-2020. 3 being all about creativity and joy and self-expression and everything to do with creation. And just exploring what's fun. And of course, 20 is about peace and listening and balance and being patient, waiting for the natural order of things. And the whole code adds up to 10. So 10 is instant manifestation. So we have an incredibly creative code filled with fun and forward momentum and new beginnings. When numbers 3 and 1 combine, your creativity just is really enhanced. Fresh ideas imbue your imagination. You feel happy. You feel ready to move forward. And it's just a really optimistic, proactive energy that is filled with a sense of opportunities in the air. And so you can begin something today, something creative, or you can immerse yourself in a project that inspires you to the core. Then we have on the 3rd of the 3rd, Venus square Saturn. So that's definitely a time to spend with just by yourself. Saturn is more of a lonely planet, meaning it needs time to work and get things done. And Venus is a more social planet. So when they get together, Venus becomes more introspective. And that means your creativity is very active, but it needs to be expressed in a place of silence. So you need that alone time to reset and clear any resistance you may have to being creative, or any fears you have, or especially a fear of criticism, of being judged. And that being creative side of you will just melt away and release any of those anxieties and fears. So focus on being extra grateful today and affectionate and kind and generous with your feelings, because you may otherwise feel a bit moody. Harmony and beauty in your surroundings really help with this square, because you feel that sense of inner peace when there is beauty. And that means not just physically beauty, but the beautiful scents, beautiful music, and anything that just allows you to feel that kind of pleasure that Venus represents. Allow others to turn to you for support, even if you feel a bit depleted. And you definitely need to follow through on your responsibilities at this time, especially for people who are closest to you. On the 4th of March, we have the 11 portal, 11 universal date, opening into the number of security and peace and grounding and order. So 4 represents the 4 seasons, and it is, you know, connected to Earth in a big way. In fact, it is the number of Earth. We have 4 directions, north, south, east, west, 4 seasons. We have so many numbers and codes that describe our life on Earth that are connected to the number 4. So when the 4 shows up with the 11, that portal opens into connecting with Mother Earth, connecting with family, connecting with everything that's natural in our life. And that means that your home may need to be reorganized or cleared of clutter. 4 represents feng shui. You just feel more peaceful and secure when you clear the air and clear things that just feel like they're out of place. So you're basically laying a foundation today so that you can connect with who you are on a natural level. Mercury retrograde is sextile Venus, and that means that you can communicate very lovingly, you can share your feelings with people close to you, you can share that you love with, you know, that you love them, and just remind them, or it's not even a reminder, it's a sense of joy to just express the love in a new way, right? In a deeper way, because Mercury retrograde deepens your sense of love. So you want to appreciate others with your words, with your gestures, any way you communicate. That's what Mercury represents. And you in turn will be touched by others' display of affection towards you as well. Artistic creative gifts are very enhanced at this time. So you want to listen to that inner artist, that inner poet inside of you. And Venus and Mercury joined together enhance social interaction as well. And of course, with Mercury retrograde, the conversations are more profound, they're more deep, and they're more focused on beautiful topics, topics that are loving and kind and pleasure filled. Pay attention to how your voice sounds, and pay attention to the sounds around you, because you're very sensitive to the impact and frequency behind sound, and that would include how you sound yourself. And show appreciation through giving and through gratitude. On Thursday, the 5th of March, we have a 12 universal date, which is the number of learning, the number of the student. And the number 5, the 5th, is all about being active and moving and changeable. And of course, 12 reduces to 3. Now, 3 and 5 sit on a rocker at the bottom, and that means they change direction. They're not sitting around. It's not a sturdy, secure code. It's more a code of taking a risk, making quick decisions, going and exploring, right? So today is a wonderful day to be creatively engaged in an imaginative way, but also a very free-flowing kind of imagination. And it's also a very romantic day. It's very social. It's great for a date night. It is wonderful just in terms of feeling joy and learning with joy and basking in what lights you up with happiness and with pleasure. Moon is opposite Jupiter today, and that means joy is even more enhanced, which is lovely. It ties in with the numerology code. You feel very generous. You feel more relaxed, open to share. Make sure you create boundaries, though, to protect you emotionally as well. And you'll want to communicate your heart and soul with your loved ones, because today gratitude is very much enhanced and you're very generous with your time today. March 6th is a wonderful day. First of all, it's a Friday. It's a day of love because 6 represents love and abundance and family, romance. And then the whole date adds up to 13. So it is actually that Friday the 13th. And 13 reduces to 4. Now, 4 is about home and family. 6 is about love and taking care of your loved ones and romance and abundance. So when those two numbers come together, it's a really wonderful day to share your love with people who you deeply care about, and also to focus on your soul family or home family at home. Now, we also have the number 13 active, and 13 is the divine feminine. So it is such a beautiful code in terms of allowing that divinely fluid, creative, receptive, feminine, incredible power within you to be unleashed today and to create tremendous flows of wealth and abundance. Personal growth is so heightened because the harmony of the day and the ability to get divine downloads, to listen to those sudden inspirations, is extremely strong. And so you have this ability to let love lead you, let the love of your number 6, the number of just caring and responsibility and nurturing, and then merging that with the divine feminine, the lightness of being, the genius in you that just listens to the divine and knows exactly what to do, to merge all of that together just makes it a brilliant, brilliant Friday. Now, the moon is square to Venus, so that means you need to guard against being a little bit impressionable. And certainly it shows feelings of love and abundance filling your heart, a stronger than usual desire for affection, wanting to socialize, preferably in a very beautiful and pleasurable environment. You need to watch your mood. It may fluctuate a bit today when there's a square between Moon and Venus. And be sure to eat healthily. Don't overindulge in food or drink or gossip, anything. Be careful about that. And know that you will crave the little pleasures in life, like chocolate. And the number 6, the 6th today, is a chocolate day. And by the way, it's not Friday the 13th, actually. It will be Friday the 13th in a week from now. But because the universal date adds up to 13, it is a feeling like a Friday the 13th. And then we will actually experience next week, a week from now, 7 days from now, an actual Friday the 13th. So very interesting combination of codes here. Then on Saturday, the 7th of March, we have a very mental code, a code of intelligence and intellect and receiving inspiration. And so it's important to move quickly, to take time to rest. Your perception is very acute. You have wonderful introspection as new information inspires you to take a risk. And you can just allow change and surprise to open up your mind to many new possibilities. So overcoming your fears results in a lot of clarity and a lot of focus. The moon is in conjunct the sun. That's 150 degrees. And that makes you a little bit more assertive. So you need to act. You need to relax more into your relationships. Allow things to flow. Release anxiety and tension through deep breathing. Adapt and adjust so harmony can be established. So you want to use the heightened energy to gain control over habits that have held you back. You certainly will feel a greater compassion as you resolve any control issues that may be there, and you want to make an effort to listen very, very closely. Plus, I do recommend, and especially since it's a Saturday, to get some extra rest because it is the 7th. On any 7 day, you want to get out into nature if you can, and you want to sleep more and take the day as a sabbatical. Then Sunday the 8th of March, we have a beautiful code, very dynamic code. 8, of course, is about immortality and strength and abundance and leadership, having a vision, implementing that vision, overcoming obstacles to gain more confidence. And then the whole date adds up to 15, which is the number of the spiritual alchemist, uplifting others through joy. Love is just a beautiful, beautiful code. So you are very dedicated to stepping up as a leader, being confident in your ability to generate financial flow. Abundance is greatly enhanced on this Sunday. So you want to love generously. You want to feel the compassionate connection with others and your project in any way that you can. Your big vision gets a powerful emotional boost today as well. And today also imbues your soul with the confidence to step up and fulfill your contracts. You just feel really strong. Now the sun is conjunct Neptune today, so that fills your imagination with a lot of vivid images. You're very receptive, you're impressionable, your enthusiasm is on a high, and you are more attracted to mystical things because Neptune governs the spiritual side, the expansive, no boundaries, galactic side, right? The unconditional love. So you can explore the esoteric arts and sciences like astrology and numerology very easily on this Sunday. Venus conjuncts Uranus as well, and that opens you up to explore new options and to connect with others. It's a great time to start a new creative project, to be open to experiment, to tap into your inner genius. Also favors financial windfalls, especially if there are new kind of approach to financial flow. And you honor your own and everyone else's uniqueness, which is a lovely thing. If you are with others on this beautiful weekend, it just is a wonderful time to just honor that liberation and independence that everybody wants to feel.